弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感謝主俾我哋早晨能夠咁樣嘅聚集。
We thank the Lord that we can gather in this way in His presence this morning.
當我想想今朝早上應該同弟兄姊妹有啲乜嘢嘅交通。
As I consider what we would fellowship on this morning with brothers and sisters,
我想到一句说话是一卷的圣经里头，所以盼望同弟兄姊妹就在这句说话里头来到一同的思想。
I consider this particular verse in this book of the Bible and will meditate upon together this morning.
但我想到这一节的经文的时候呢，
and when I consider about this particular verse,
我又忽然间想啊，咦，我几时同弟兄姊妹交通过呢？
And then I thought to myself, when was the last time that we had fellowship together?
現在的科技很進步。
Technology is much advanced nowadays.
我忘記了，上網查一查就可以知道了。
Since I forgot, I can just go online and check and I will find out.
我上網查一查三藩市的網頁。
So I went to the House of God San Francisco website.
查一查教會你們的網頁就發現原來我2005年12月在這裡跟弟兄姊妹交通過。
And I discovered actually it was in 2005 in December that we had fellowship together here.
我看一看，哎呀，我2005年就交通就这句说话就在这卷书里面。
I look back, I said, actually, what I shared on with brothers and sisters in 2005 was the very word that I want to contemplating on this morning.
即是我2005年曾经同弟兄姊妹交通过这卷书啊。
In other words, I've shared this particular book with brothers and sisters back in 2005.
但是不要紧。今朝早上我哋净系呢卷书里面嚟睇一节嘅圣经。
We will only look at one verse in this book that we shared upon back in 2005.
请弟兄姊妹翻开到腓利门书。
So brothers and sisters, let us turn open to the book of Philemon.
喺提多书嘅后边。
It's right behind the book of Titus.
腓利门书。
Philemon.
我哋睇。腓利門書的第十五節。
We'll look at this verse in Philemon, verse 15.
翻到之後請大家聽我讀。
Once you turn to it, please listen as I read from Philemon, verse 15.
他暫時離開你，或者是叫你永遠得著他。
For perhaps he therefore departed for a season, that thou shouldest receive him forever.
这个是我们早上所要来到思想的一节的经文。
This is the Bible verse we want to consider this morning.
保罗在这里说，他暂时离开你，或者是叫你永远得着他。
Here Paul says, for perhaps he therefore departed for a season that thou shouldest receive him forever.
我们带头的祷告。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
真父神，我哋满心感谢你。
Father God, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving to thee.
让我哋能够自由嘅一同嘅喺你嘅面前嚟到敬拜侍奉。
Because we are able to freely come into thy presence to worship and serve.
我哋为咗你所赏赐俾我哋恩，我哋向你献上感谢敬拜。
For the grace which thou hast bestowed upon us, we praise and thank thee.
我哋都仰望你嘅灵喺呢一处嚟到运行。
And we look unto thee that thy spirit will move freely here.
将你的话想赐给我们。
Give us thy word.
叫我们从你话的光中来到认识你，也都认识我们所需要的。
From the light of thy word, we would come to know thee and what we would need.
求你用你的话来规模我们的思想，来到叫我们心意更新，能够明白你的旨意。
May you use your word to govern our thoughts so that we, our hearts, our minds may be renewed.
来向我们施恩，听我们祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
So that we may know your will, be gracious to us, we pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 保罗在这句的说话里面，我们都清楚他是对腓利门所讲的说话。
Now we know that this verse here are words from Paul spoken to Philemon.
对于腓利门书，我想我们不需要重复，无论是我们2005年交通过，或者你平常读这一卷的圣经，你都能够很清楚的知道。
Now I think from the book of Philemon itself, we don't need to review from what we have shared on from 2005 or from your own devotional times. You may be very familiar with this book.
这卷书是保罗为着巴尼西姆向腓利门求情的书。
This was a letter that Paul wrote to Philemon pleading on behalf of Onesimus.
但是早上我们要思想这句说话。
And now this morning as we consider this phrase,
保罗说他暂时的离开你。
When Paul says, for perhaps Onesimus He therefore departed from you for a season. So that you should receive him forever.
当然我们知道这句说话对于这卷书来讲,
of course, we know that this particular phrase in context of this book
是因着这个阿尼西姆,
is because Onesimus, in the background of this letter, he has departed away from Philemon.
所以保罗讲这句说话是指着
Therefore, the context of this phrase from Paul to Philemon was speaking on behalf concerning Onesimus. Now, when Paul says to Philemon, for perhaps for a season he departed, is in order for you to gain him forever.
假如你原諒我用另一個場合來思想這句話,
and now if you forgive me to use another circumstance to borrow these words.
如果你在一個安息聚會裡面聽見弟兄講這一節的經文,
if you were to hear a brother sharing this verse at a memorial service,
他暫時離開你,
that he has departed from you for a season, so that you can gain him forever.
那你会觉得,哎呀,这个是为着,这个失去了他的亲人的一个安慰的话,
then you would consider these words as words of comfort for the loved ones who remain.
因为一个很遗憾的事,我所最亲爱的离开了,
because the very sad condition is the one that I dearly love now has departed for a season.
主的话说,他不过是暂时的离开,
but the word of the Lord says is only temporal, is for a season.
这个离开并不是永远的,
and this is not bidding farewell forever.
这个离开不过是一阵子,
but it is only a temporal departure.
并且带来还有一个盼望的,
in fact, this temporal departure brings with it a hope.
有一天你还会和他在一起,
and one day you shall be together again.
而到那个时间的相见就永远了,
and at that moment when you shall see each other again, it will be eternal.
那你会说, 哎呀, 感谢主啊, 这个真的给我一个很大的安慰,
in that circumstance, you say, yes, indeed, thank the Lord, this is of great comfort to me.
当然保罗所说的不是在殡仪馆说的说话,
of course, these words are not Paul's spoken at a mortuary.
保罗说这个说话也不是说这个阿尼西姆他离开了现在给你腓利门一些安慰的说话,
and the circumstance is not that Onesimus has passed on and these are words of comfort to Philemon.
当我们看这一卷的腓利门书的时候,
that was not the condition, but when we look at this book of Philemon,
因为我们很清楚知道这一卷书是保罗为着这个阿尼西姆
On the one hand, we are very familiar with this letter from Paul. It was a letter pleading on behalf of the slave, Onesimus. But when we read this letter again, we'll discover a completely different level. In fact, this is a letter that Paul writes to Philemon in order to lift him up to even on a higher plane spiritually. It is in order for Philemon to see the governance of God in his life in all circumstances in order to bring Philemon onto higher ground. Therefore, then we can value this book of greater worth.
没错,在某一方面来讲,
of course, on certain aspects,
这卷书对于一个徒劳阿尼西姆来讲,
this book, as far as Onesimus is concerned, because he was a runaway slave, this was a gracious book for him.
It's
a book that guarantees a surety for him. Because for someone such as Onesimus, a slave in his situation,
他离开他的主人,
when he departed from his master,
并且因着犯了事而离开他的主人,
because he has committed a crime that he ran away from his master,
更准确地说是因为他偷了他主人的东西, 逃走咗，咁样离开佢嘅主人。
To be very accurate, the circumstance was that he stole from his master and he ran away from his master.
而家竟然被揾到啊！
But now he is found out.
又被捉翻转头。
And he has been caught.
虽然喺呢个过程里面，实实在在系经历咗神嘅恩。
Even though in the whole process itself, there was the grace of God along with it.
有喺佢最困难嘅时候，佢遇上咗保罗。
And the most dire situation for Onesimus, he ran into Paul.
佢被带到保罗嘅身边。
And he was brought to Paul.
以致佢唔单止揾到佢生活嘅需要。
And now in that situation, not only did he find the needs for his daily living,
而同时佢被主遇见，被主得着。
But at the same time, in that situation, he was met of the Lord, and he was gained by the Lord.
呢个实在一个大嘅恩典。
And this indeed wonderful great grace.
但系当佢想到保罗要将佢送翻去到佢主人嗰笪地方。
Now when he considered then that Paul was to send him back.To his master.
你可想而知一个咁样嘅奴隶。
You can consider then being a slave in his situation.
佢心里面有几多嘅惆怅。
How anxious he was in his heart.
有几多嘅思想。
How much worry and thoughts that
crossed his mind. 因为喺个奴隶嘅制度嘅里面。
In the system of slavery in those days.
佢又犯咗咁严重嘅错。
And also he has done such a big crime to his master.
翻到主人嘅面前。
If he was to return to his master.
会系一个点样样嘅结局。
What would be the situation and what would be his end?
但系感谢神。
But we thank God.
保罗为佢写呢一封嘅信。
Paul wrote this letter on his behalf.
咁佢带住呢封信翻到腓利门嘅面前啊。
And when he brought this letter back with him to Philemon.
呢一封信。就是、的而且个系佢一个嘅保证。
This letter, as far as Onesimus is concerned, it is a guarantee, a surety for him.
因为喺呢度有个人能够对佢主人话：，如果佢欠你乜嘢，都归喺我嘅账上高。
That is because now there is someone writing on his behalf to the master, saying, "On settle account whatever Onesimus owes to you on my account."
呢个实实在在一个大嘅恩典。
And this is indeed great, wonderful grace.
虽然保罗冇话到呢一个嘅腓利门。这个奴隶阿尼西姆偷了他主人的是几大笔的东西，几重，几贵重的东西。
Even though it does not state for us what exactly did Onesimus steal from his master, how, what worth it was and how precious that item was.
但是一句话，只要他是欠了你什么，都归我保罗的身上。
But just the simple words from Paul, whatever he owes you, settle it to my account.
这个对于阿尼西姆来讲就是一个绝对大的恩典。
As far as Onesimus is concerned, this grace was great.
因为有一个人替他完全的承担。
Because there is someone on his behalf will completely bear this repayment.
但是与此同时他也都因着这一封信有了一个非常的信心的保证。
It was also because of this letter that he was, has this confidence, this guarantee in his heart.
但在什么时候当他觉得究竟我的主人会不会向我要债的时候
?Whenever he would feel the anxiousness, would my master need to settle account with me for my debt?
即使这封信不再在他自己手里面。
No, even if he no longer had the physical letter with him in his hand.
今天呢我想阿尼西姆一定拍一张照片。
Now, if he was living in the present day, I'm sure Onesimus would take a picture of that letter on his phone, on a picture.
因为当我信心软弱的时候
Because whenever I feel weak,
我再看看这个副本
I'll just take a look at this copy of this letter.
保罗说了他一切都承担。
Paul has said he will bear all the responsibility.
他里面就踏实。
Then once again, he is assured.
当他想说主人会不会向我 要债的时候
Whenever Onesimus, the thought will cross his mind, will the master come and ask for my debt again?
他带着这封信对主人说你看看
He will bring this letter to the master once again and say,
保罗已经替我承担
Paul has already bore the price.
我一切所欠的他都已经包揽了
All that I owed, he has taken on the responsibility.
你唔可以再向我要噶啦。
So master, you no longer have to ask me for this.
不然嘅话，你就唔信保罗嘅话啦。
Otherwise, you're not trusting in the words of Paul.
你都唔会接，你亦都冇接纳保罗啦。
And you did not accept Paul.
假如你承认保罗所讲嘅。
Now, but if you do acknowledge what Paul has said.
你接纳佢所讲嘅。
And you accept what he has said.
佢既然愿意替我承担。
If he is willing to bear it for me, then all my debt is laid upon him. You cannot ask for the same debt upon Paul and also upon me. You cannot ask for this debt on two ends. And indeed, this is a letter of surety. Whatever we owe God in our life, what we have come short of our Lord, and we have run away and escaped far away from our Lord, it seems as if there's no longer any way for us to be reconciled to God. Yes, those of us who have sinned against the Lord have such a wide chasm between God and us. But we thank God. One day, because we met the Lord and the Lord met us, and the salvation which he wrought on the cross, all our debt which we owe God has fallen upon him. And God only looks upon the finished work of his Son, and he has completely forgiven us.
And,
this pardon was bore all alone by our Lord. And we can see how great this grace is. This is also a great surety for us, assurance in our heart. Is that the case? That our Lord bore it all. And our God himself acknowledged the fact that our Lord himself bore all of our debts.
从今以后,
and from now on,
我们可以安息,
we have peace and rest.
从此以后,
from this point on,
我们不需要惊恐,
we do not need to fear.
正如同我们首诗歌的话,
just as we sang earlier,
我们神是公义,
that our God is righteous.
不能不义,
that he cannot deny himself.
两面讨债,
he cannot ask for this debt on both ends.
这个实实在在对于一个逃怒犯罪的人阿尼西姆,
and for one who is a runaway slave on Onesimus,
一个非常的恩典的信,
this is a letter of surety, a gracious letter.
但从腓利门这边来讲,
now, for Philemon's aspect then,
虽然他在信心上, 爱心上, 保罗称赞他,
even though Paul praises him in love and in faith,
也都为着他的表现感谢神,
and for his work, he thanks God for Onesimus.
但是足够吗?
Is that enough, though?
他对主,对信徒的爱心和信心,
For the Lord and to the saints, the love which and faith which Philemon displays. Is it enough that he can remain where he is? That no longer does he need to go even higher.
是不是这样?
Is that the case? You and I, what we display in our spiritual life, and because of the praise of others, would we be content and we do not need to move on? Can we just remain stationary there and no longer need to grow?
当然不是.
Of course not.
我们属灵的生命必须要天天的长大.
In our spiritual life, it must be daily, that we grow daily.
彼得后书告诉我们, 我们虽然有神的性情,
and 2 Peter tells us, though we have the very nature of God, but we must continually increase and grow.
没有一个属灵的生命到一地步就以为已经够了,
there is never a spiritual life in this condition. We think, now I am fulfilled, now it is enough.
所以虽然没错, 腓利门, 实实在在有被称赞的地方,
yes, indeed, Philemon was praised.
他的信心, 爱心, 甚至乎影响了和他一起的肢体们,
his faith, his love also impacted the saints around him.
但是他仍旧需要成长,
nevertheless, he must continue to grow.
他在什么事情上需要再被带上一层?
What area must Philemon continue to grow and be brought into higher ground?
假如没有经过了考验, 就没有办法再能够往前一步了。
If there is no testing, he cannot go a step further.
没错, 你是, 中學嘅紀念班嘅裏頭，你考到100分啊！
Yes, in middle school you have done well. You have had 100% in your grade.
但係唔代表就因為你喺初中三考咗100分，你就唔需要升級到初中四啊。
Now, just because you're in this grade level and you've done well, does not mean you do not need to be promoted, graduate to another level.
你不能夠揸住嗰張紙話我攞100分，我就已經好滿足。
You cannot just hold on to your test score and say, "Yeah, I have 100%. I'm very satisfied." Now.
你必須再上一層。
But you must go yet a step further.
你幾時能夠再攞多一啲分數
？And when can you get even higher, more？
係啦，因為當你經過考試嘅時候
，That is after you go to another test。
你需要有更大嘅成長。
You have to have more growth。
而係當你碰到難處嘅時候
，And that is when we encounter hardship。
你嘅信心再被考驗。
And once again, your faith is being tested。
你睇亞伯拉罕稱為信心之父。
And you see Abraham is called the father of faith。
佢信心一直係。
And his faith continues to increase and go upward. And his faith continues to go onward. It is under testing, his faith continues to grow. Likewise, in our life, when we go through the testing, our life continues to grow and increase. So God allows for certain things to happen upon us. It is in order for our life to continue to grow. At the same time, when we read this book, we see the story takes place upon the person of Philemon. And though it seems an unfortunate event, and one that was for him to suffer with, because this particular slave, this one who was born in my house, or perhaps he was born, I bought him when he was very young, and I treat him as a slave that I dearly love. But now he would break my heart. He would steal something very precious from me and run away. That he would run away from me. As for me, it has suffered great loss. I lost the material. Even the person now ran away. This happened to me, so for me, it is unfortunate. For me, why would this take place? And from this point on, Philemon and Onesimus, between them, then there is this sore, this breach. And because of this breach, Paul says you must have spiritual understanding concerning this breach. And you must have growth in this area in your life. Now, if we have read through Colossians, you can recall these words in the book of Colossians. If we have any grief against another, then we have to get along. And we have to solve this issue. But in the book of Colossians, Paul says these words. It seems like he didn't follow on after these words. He did not say what is this error, this situation between these people. It seems like there's a hidden story behind this. But when we read Philemon then, this book of Philemon likewise is given to the church in Colossae. Outwardly, it seems like this book of Colossians is for all the saints in
Colossae.
It seems as if this very short book, this letter to Philemon, is for one particular member in Colossae. But very clearly, when we put these two letters together and the words in Colossians, then you'll realize there's a story in between these words. Now, there are two individuals here. There is a breach, a gap between them. Because of this Onesimus, he has come short of Philemon. And this Philemon, he has experienced this unfortunate unfortunate event,
他受到亏损,
and he has suffered loss.
在这件事情上讲, and, 对某一面来讲,
and upon this particular issue, on either side,
对阿尼西姆来讲,
for Onesimus' perspective, he has to learn to face his mistake. What he has shortchanged his master must be dealt with. So, though he is saved by grace, he still must return back to his master's house. And even though Paul was his guarantee, and to bear the account for him, and because he sinned against his master, and so he says, you must return. And also for that sake, Paul wrote this letter. On another perspective, this
Philemon,
in his life, what he has experienced, he has to go a step further. So now we understand why Paul has to share with Philemon in this way. That he departed for you for a season. In the English translation, there is therefore there's this reason. It was for this reason. In other words, it is from the context as we read on. Now when I send him back to you, even though he is of help to me, and Paul would want Onesimus to remain and serve minister to him, but because I don't know what you want, Philemon, I won't force this. He says, because then, perhaps, it seems to tell us, to tell Philemon, and because I have this change in my thought, I want to have him remain, but now I won't have him remain, and I change my intention, because, so that you would see, so that you would understand that what happened in your life, what value is there in this event, so that you will come to understand the story behind this event. For perhaps he therefore departed for a season, that thou should receive him forever. And this is the reason for Paul stating these words, that he departed for a season. Now, in the English translation, it's quite meaningful. In some translation, it's for an hour.
一个钟头到,
1 hour.
A while.
For a while.
A little while.
For a little while.
很短的, 一阵子,
it is just a short time.
他暂时离开你,
just for a little while.
这个字对比下面的永远,
because this word in its context, in comparison relative forever,
那我们要明白, 这个一阵子当然是, 指着短时间,
of course, then we realize the vast contrast forever, this little while is but for an hour.
我们当然没可能会,没有人会相信说,这个暂时,一个短短是指着一个礼拜或者三几天。
Of course, we can understand the phrase a little while for a season is not merely speaking about a few days, a week, or just a month.
因为从哥罗西一路走到罗马去,
because he ran away from Colossae all the way to Rome.
绝对不是今天好像我们开车那么简单。
It's not as simple, we just drive over there.
不知道花了一段多大的时间逃到罗马,
there was a period of time it took for him to run away from Colossae to Rome.
也不知道经历了多少日子,当这个阿尼西姆他完全洗光洗净了,没钱了,然后想起我究竟怎么找生活了。
It was through a period of time, again, he spent all that he stole that he had with him, and then he thought, now, how do I live?
然后怎么样在神主宰的手里面,他遇见这个以巴弗了。
And under the sovereignty of God, and God leading him, guiding him to Epaphras. And then brought to Paul.
这段的时间, 恐怕, 不是一年半載,非一年半載不可。
This period of time must at least be a year or quite a period of time.
但保羅說的暫時的離開,
but when Paul says for a season, a little while, for an hour, because this short period of time he departed from you, it is for a means to come. There is a reason behind this departure, brothers and sisters. Paul would want Philemon to understand upon this very event, behind this, you must be able to see this fact. There is the Lord who is sovereign governing this. And under the sovereignty, the governing hand of God. And so now this person seems to be lost. Seems like you suffered loss on your account and you have written it off. Now, if you recall, we shared, I don't know if I mentioned this verse before. And Paul says that he was not profitable for you before. And this unprofitable to you before, it says that he was a write-off. He was written off. Because in this system of slavery in those days, that the slave in their system, he is only a property to the master. He is just an asset, a property that's able to move, mobile. Now when this slave, this property, he is useless to you, he has run away, you just get rid of him. Because there's no more value there. So in my list of assets, in my property, all that I own, I have written him off. He is a write-off. It is unprofitable. And this is the one who run away now has no use to me. In Philemon's mind, he would not fathom this. That the slave who ran away will return. And he returned. And even if he returned, in those days, he would be severely punished. If he is not having the death penalty, it would be so severely punished to be in the house of and remain there. Who knows that he is a crook, a criminal, still want him in the house? He can never be in my sight again. But this departure, Paul says, it is only for a season. And this for season really denotes for us there is something to come. Now he departed, now he returned. In Philemon, this is something he must understand. You must know the hand of the Most High. It is in order that you will gain him forever. Brothers and sisters, this will give Philemon even a deeper understanding. Brothers and sisters, in your life, in my life, at times we encounter things that seem unfortunate and things that cause us suffer some loss. It seems something that just cause us, we cannot reconcile this fact. Now how do I face what just happened? Before we believe in the Lord, when these unfortunate things happen, we have anger and we take out our frustration. And we think, this is just bad luck. But now we're saved by grace. We believe in the Lord. We are those who are in Christ. If it seems as if these unfortunate things come about, when we think that we have suffered loss, and there is a breach, a gap between someone and me, are we able to see through this matter? Is it that in the lesson of life that God has given unto us so that we can learn a step further? So that we can see even greater grace from God. Now, when we return and look at this with another example, we are familiar with another story in the Old Testament in Genesis. There was this story upon Jacob one day. To Jacob, this was just heartbreaking because his most beloved son Joseph. Now what is before him is a bloody coat. Because he himself sent his beloved son to go and visit his brothers. He never dreamt that because he sent Joseph out and that he never returned. And when I read that story, I would not understand. What is this reason? That he would love his son so much. That he would love him so much, but send him out to visit the brothers. So to know if the other sons are well or not. There are so many servants at home, just send any one of them, right? Why would it be that this is his most beloved son to send him out to visit the brothers? I cannot understand this. But on that particular day, that was what Jacob did. He sent Joseph out to see his brothers. And he would not think because he sent him out, he would not return. And the brothers thought, this is our best chance now. Now at home, I cannot deal with you. Because dad is always protecting you. But now it's perfect. Let's see who can save you today. So it's perfect time you come now. You think you have all these good dreams. Huh? Let me see how those dreams will come true. And so they were going to kill him. And Reuben says, no, let us not do that. They just threw him in the pit. And so when Reuben went away, and then there are other a caravan coming. And there was a caravan of merchants from Midian, from Ishmael that came. And so let's sell him. Now let's get rid of him that way. No matter what happens to him now, it's not our fault. They never thought. What did they do? They took away his coat of colors. And then they soaked it in blood. And then this is what they showed the father. And it just broke Jacob's heart. It was such a great regret. Why did I send him out? And he would not be comforted. But who governed over this? Is it not God who has governed over their lives? Would it not be that God who governed this so Jacob could experience even more of God? For Joseph is also very heartbreaking. He was sold into the household of Potiphar. Even though he was treated favorably by him, but the mistress also falsely accused him. And then he was sent into the prison. And all of these events to a young man, it is so hard on him. Who would thought? And that was the hand of God at work. That one day these older brothers would come before Joseph. They would never have dreamt about it is my younger brother Joseph who is the premier in Egypt. So when they saw each other and they were to embrace, they just were in shock, right? Now after the father died and these very brothers came to Joseph, this is what father said before he passed on. Now don't hold a grudge and take revenge on us. What did Joseph say?
你们从前原系谂住害我。
That you meant it for evil.
但系神嘅手啊。
But God's hand.
神嘅旨意原系好噶。
But this is the will of God. He meant it for good.
保守得多人嘅性，拯救多人嘅性命。
That this happens so that many lives would be preserved.
成就今日嘅事。
And that it will accomplish today. Now do you see?
约瑟讲出一个嘅故事。
So Joseph is able to tell the story. The hand of God.
神嘅旨意。
It is the will of God. Is good. We thank God. Everything is in the hand of God. Philemon, he saw this was very much suffering for him. And he has suffered much loss. But Paul says it is only a temporal departure. And God has allowed for this to happen upon you. So that he would depart but for a while. So that you may receive him. That you will receive him forever. And how will you receive him forever? Some say, now he has returned. Oh, that's because now whenever we make a mistake, we learn from it, we'll do no better. And so now when he comes back, he won't even steal one blade of grass, right? So you can relax. This slave now will forever be faithful to you. Even if that was the case, how could it be forever? What does it mean to receive him forever? In our life, in this life, what is forever? What relationship is eternal? The husband and wife, they can love each other to life and death. And then they can love to the end of this world. But can it be everlasting? Would it be eternal? Nevertheless, one day, they will depart. No matter how much time, from your childbirth until they're grown, everything good is given to the child. Can that relationship be eternal? There is no eternity. Even if they, the child, don't depart from you, you will depart from the child. Is there a matter of eternity with that relationship? There is no relationship of eternity to speak of. You have a very beautiful house. And you can say you can rest and enjoy there. Is that your eternal abode? Even if the house does not break down, you will break down. Can you be everlasting? There is nothing of this world that is everlasting. But we thank God. Our relationship is eternal. That is the eternity in Christ. No longer is he a slave. He is higher than a slave. He is a beloved brother. We thank the Lord. Regardless of all our relationships, our relationship in Christ, it is dearly beloved brother. This relationship, it is an eternal relationship. From earth to heaven. And this relationship can never change. Brothers and sisters, because of this reason, we must always reflect. Whatever breach there may be, can we not take care of that? Can anyone say, this person, if you go this way, I'll go the other way. You go to heaven, I'll go to hell. If you go to hell, then I'll be in heaven. That I never want to see you again. Would you ever say that? Can you dare say that? Oh, you say, well, in heaven, it is the streets of gold and the walls of jasper. And you say, oh, we pay the price for the Lord now, we'll have a bigger house, bigger mansion in the days to come. I don't care, I don't mind how big and how or how small your house may be. But you cannot say, I will never see you again. Because in the New Jerusalem, there's only one street, one way. And no matter where you go, it is the same street. So you'll bump into each other again. Right? Can you not take care of whatever problem it is today? Can you not forgive him today? Can you continue to have that breach between the two of you? Brothers and sisters, if you see that relationship, it is an eternal relationship. It is a relationship that can never change. Then under the light of God, we must deal with ourselves. We must accurately adjust our attitude before the Lord. In fact, is this my dearly beloved brother? Now, do not even that Paul puts it in this way. He is my bowel. And Paul says of Onesimus, he is my bowel. And he says he's my very heart, my bowel. You look around you, next to you, around you. He is your dearly beloved brother. What gap should there remain between two? Can we continue to have this breach eternally? Our relationship shall never change. If there's any blame, it's because you preached the gospel to him. Right? Now you preach the gospel to him, he is now saved. But now you turn your face against one another. No matter how bad the situation, nevertheless you are brethren. That relationship can never change. For we are in Christ. Only in Christ, dearly beloved. And Philemon must realize this is an eternal relationship. Though now he returns to Philemon. Onesimus is still Onesimus. His status is still a slave. Perhaps days go by. And Philemon changed. And he served the Lord in another capacity. Later on, the Bible scholar says Philemon has become a worker for God. We don't know. But in those days, Paul had never said to Philemon, set him free. No longer would Onesimus be a slave. Because likewise in Colossians, Paul says, that you have been called as slaves. Whether you are free or a slave. And you keep to that where you have been called. And those who have been called as masters. Now do not forget that you are a bondman in the presence of the Lord. So Paul does not cause our status to change. But there is a relationship from day one to eternity that never will change. And that is the relationship that is in the Lord forever. And dearly beloved brethren, we thank the Lord. Now for Philemon, in his life, he has to come to further understand the hand of God at work. Even though to him it was unfortunate, and it caused him to suffer loss, but the sovereign hand of God was there. So that this hardship that I have will be removed. So now I would be able to see what I've gained is a dearly beloved brother in eternity. And when I can truly see this, that life will change and will grow. Now my time is up. I will share another point. When you read it, I did not mention this word. I did not mention it. We read it though. What is that? It says that depart for a season.
或者叫你永遠得著他。
For perhaps,
有啲英文聖經擺前面嘅 perhaps 啊。
Now, some would put the perhaps in the middle, but in some translation perhaps.
有佢暫時離開你。
Yeah, perhaps he departed for a season.
永遠嘅得著佢。
That you should receive him forever.
你有冇覺得好稀奇
？Do you find it strange？
為咩保羅喺度用呢一個字啊
？Why would Paul use this word？
或者。
Perhaps.
哎呀，你保罗讲嘢真系好，真系聪明。
Oh, now Paul, you're so wise in your speech.
事情成功与唔成功咧，都唔关我事。
Now, whether it's successful or not, it's not up to me.
我冇讲得好实噶。
I didn't say it assuredly.
我只不过或者。
I said, oh, perhaps.
你得唔得着佢咧，就系你嘅事。
Now, whether you gain him or not, it's up to you.
因为我只不过或者。
I only said perhaps.
我哋有時講嘅都係咁啊。
Sometimes we're that way when we speak.
或者
，perhaps，
即係意思係留有一點先。
And so I just give some ground to myself.
如果你兩個搞唔好都唔關我事，我講或者嘅啫。
Now, if you can't get along and work it out, I only said perhaps.
係咪咁啊
？Is that the case？
保羅係咪一個咁嘅人
？Is that such a person as Paul？
好明顯地從好多個角度嚟睇呢句説話。
So when we look at this phrase in various angles，
你睇見的而且確係神喺呢件事情上嗰個主宰啊。
We can see that God Himself is sovereign over this。
好明顯地，你明明睇到保羅的而且確叫腓利門係要接納佢啊。
Very clearly we see that Paul tells Philemon to receive him and accept him。
係要叫佢兩者關係和好啊。
So that the relationship of these two can be on the mend。So that it will fill the gap. But why would Paul put and say perhaps, brothers and sisters? And this truly is the example that is left on us from a servant of God. In the entire epistles of Paul, if we read all the matters concerning the truth. Paul would never have such a phrase as perhaps. Paul would never say, perhaps you'll gain eternal life. Perhaps you'll receive an eternal inheritance. Maybe this, maybe that. In very essential, crucial points. He is never iffy, no perhaps. It is sure, it is a fact. But amongst interrelationship with relationships between men. Paul will clearly show us he is always standing in the position of a servant. He remembers the fact that he is a servant, not the master. He is not God. He cannot command and be sovereign over all. He can only share as the servant of God what God shows him to share this with others.
来到引导神的儿女
to direct the children of God.
我说很多时候
many times,
我们常常忘记了
and we have forgotten.
我们常常对别人的事就好像你是主
when we are concerning things of other people, it seems like we are in the position of the master.
就是这样
and because of that,
就是这样
this is the way.
每一件事好像你替他定规了
it is determined that way.
每一件事好像你就是这样或这个就是这样行的
and this is the way, and you must walk in this way.
你以为你真是可以吗
do we think we can have it that way?
你是主吗
are you the Lord?
你忘记了你在基督身体里面
we have forgotten the fact that we are in the body of Christ.
尽使你走在别人前头
even though we may be ahead of others.
尽使你属灵的情形比更高
though we may be on a higher plane.
但永远不是神
but never, we are never God.
永远不是主
we are not the master.
你只能按照主所量给你的
only that which the Lord measured unto us.
引导他到主的面前去承受主自己的话。
And we would direct others into the presence of the Lord to receive directly the word of the Lord from them.
好像保罗一样。
Just as Paul.
你让他看见吗?
That, can you see?
我将主所来的说话交通在你的面前。
Now I share the words from the Lord. I shared it to you.
你接受的是看见主
If you receive it, you receive what the Lord has shown you. This is perhaps. And this is a good example which Paul has left for us. And we always say there is no excess with the Word of God. Now, under the guidance of the Spirit, when Paul wrote this letter to Philemon, just as we have shared, it is the recipient of this letter to Philemon, or through this matter, the Holy Spirit desires for us to know in our spiritual life, and that is that in our spiritual life, we must grow. And in the process of growth, in all that we have experienced, when we accept these words, now of course, in the Word of God in the Bible, you can see the servant of God always stands in the position as a servant and serve, minister to man and bring them into the Lord's presence. They must return back to the presence of the Lord to receive directly the guidance from the Lord. And then they will enter into that spiritual reality. So Paul says, perhaps you will gain him. We thank the Lord. May it be in these short time, these words, that we may remind one another, so that when we encounter hardship, when we see this hardship is but temporal, that is allowed by God, it is in order to accomplish that which is even good in the sight of God. And what God has measured to us is to see the eternal value of that. And amongst ourselves, this relationship, it is an eternal relationship that shall never change. And we would not allow for any breach, any small gap to harm this relationship. When we see amongst members, always remember we are not the Lord. We are servants of the Lord. That serving one another, we do not have that absolute right. Now, may we be reminded as the servant of God here to conduct ourselves in that way. And may the Lord be gracious to us so that we may encourage one another in His Word. Let us bow for a word of prayer. Our Lord, we praise and thank Thee. In the light of Your Word, that we will encourage one another, that we will remind one another. And Lord, You who are gracious, that the light of the Spirit will once again shine light upon our dimness, so that we will deal with things that ought not to be. So Lord, we can see the beauty that You give to us, so that we may edify one another in love. Lord, remember us. Bless Your church. In the Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen.